Well, it's been a while since we checked in on Eastern Market, the Detroit-based movie project we're tracking for a series we call Movie Making in Michigan. Scott Pohl has talked here recently with filmmaker Rich Gutierrez. What's the latest, Scott?
Well, Mark, since we last talked, the elimination of Michigan's film incentive program means projects like Eastern Market have to figure out how to proceed without state help. Gutierrez says he thought briefly about moving this project to Louisiana if it would save money, but he's sticking it out in Michigan. His Michigan Actors Studio is back in operation after some flooding last summer, Mark, so at least making those repairs and paying for them has been dealt with.
Well, believe it or not, it's been a year. It'll be a year in August, and we had those crazy floodings down here in Ferndale, and just to recap, we had around $54,000 in damage, which insurance would not cover. The studio is, thanks to Kickstarter and some wonderful people, we are up and running. So we are in full swing over there. So that was wonderful. We got back up on our feet. It took most of the year, but we got back up on our feet. So thank God for that.
Well, that's good news. Where are you on Eastern Market? Is the project on track? Has this setback caused any other delays?
Well, so many things caused delays. You know, we lost the tax incentive. That was a big one for us also. We were planning to use that tax incentive money as part of our budget. But a lot has happened since then. Since we talked, we brought on a friend of ours, Ken Alter, who is he's an actor and a producer. And actually, it's funny, Ken is producing a movie in town right now called Amanda and the Fox. It's Jason London's in it. He was in Dazed and Confused and Saving Grace, the TV series, a lot of stuff. Richard Karn is in it from Tool Time. You know, he played...
Sure.
Yeah, and he was in... he's done a lot of stuff. Family Feud. He's in it also. And Mike Malai, who's in, you know, who's my co-writer on... Eastern Market. Now, we both auditioned, and we both got lead roles in this thing, which is crazy. As these two, it's a family movie, and we both got lead roles in this thing. So it just happened to work out that way. And so we're filming that. We start Sunday, actually. But we brought Ken on as a producer in our movie. And Ken is really good with corporate America, and we wanted Ken to help raise funds. And after we brought him on, he got hired to produce this movie. So we're using his skills, you know, with this film to also help us with our film. So we're doing that. We've moved ahead, and with his help, it's been pretty good. We have our packages together now to try and raise money. We changed the budget. We've been talking to Vivica Fox's people and a couple of other people. They have the script now also. So our next phase now is we finally have our budgets. We rewrote the script to lower the budget, actually, because we lost, because of the tax incentive, we really had to lose some things out of the script. So we rewrote the budget. Now the next step is to raise the money. So we have our list of people and ways to raise the money, so that's our next step.
We're talking with Rich Gutierrez, the man behind a film project that we've been tracking in the city of Detroit called Eastern Market. And, Rich, I wanted to make sure we talked at greater length about the film incentives. There had not been any commitment from the state for any incentive money for this project. Is that correct?
No, there wasn't. But, you know, at the time, if we raised at least $50,000, we knew we would get some tax incentive money. So our goal was to raise at least $100,000 to get tax incentive money. Hopefully $250,000. So we were budgeting that into you know, our budgets, and now there's just no tax incentive at all. So, you know, you have to rewrite and you know, take things out. And so we're looking right now, hopefully between $75,000 to $100,000 to make the movie.
And you're in the process of raising some of that money now. Do you have a time frame for or a goal date at which you would have raised that much money?
Mike and I shoot out the movie probably in a week. Ken has another, I think, 3 weeks to shoot out the Amanda and the Fox movie. Once he finishes that, we'll sit down again, all of us, and then we'll really start. Now that our budgets are done, we have our you know, that's a plan of attack. Our next thing is now is to start to really, really try and raise this money. So our goal is to really attempt to shoot here in the winter. We really want to shoot this thing in the winter.
I'm trying to recall. I seem to remember that at least the scenes that I saw you read at the first time we ever met, that the movie takes place in the winter.
It does, but, you know, movies are funny. You know, we can shoot, if depending on funds, we could always shoot the exteriors this winter. And then we could, of course, shoot the interiors any other time. So our goal is at least to shoot the exteriors this winter, get this thing going. But we're really hoping to get all the funding and shoot this whole thing and wrap it up by April.
And what kind of a shooting schedule do you have? Once you commence shooting, do you think you'll be shooting for a month maybe?
We think it'll be an 18-day shoot.
Oh, good. That maybe will save you some money if it's a shorter shoot.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of these, you know, independent films, we don't have the luxury of going, you know, of going more. Like this, Madam and the Fox, I think they're shooting it around the same thing, 17, 18 days.
Have you made progress on any other fronts along the lines of choosing locations, music, any other casting news to report? Any other progress?
Honestly, we haven't done anything except rewrite the script to... like, there was a scene in there where we needed a football stadium, things like that, and that was just going to be too costly. So we just rewrote the script to really be more cost-effective. That's really what we've been putting a lot of our energies into. We'll have no problem getting the locations at all for free. I really believe that, and giving people credit in the film. So that's really been a big deal, rewriting the script. The script is finally done now the way we want it, and I think it's totally different. Even it's totally different from when you even read it. I mean, it's totally different.
Is it better, do you think?
I think it's just different. Our director came in, and I think he was a boxer when you heard the script, an ex-boxer. Now he's not. He's an ex-football player. So it's a whole different feel to the script now. But it's still the same thing, boy meets girl. It still takes place, you know, in this great city of ours, showing the comeback of the city. And showing how great the city really is.
Are the people at Eastern Market still on board?
Yeah, I mean they've been on board ever since. They've been just wonderful with us, and you know, we'll have a meeting with them once we secure funding. We'll go back with those guys, and we've talked to them around 2-3 months ago, and they were still very much on board.
Are you still planning on starring in the movie?
Yeah, yes, I sure am.
Rich Gotiri is our guest on Current State. We're updating for the first time in quite a while on our Movie Making in Michigan project. We're tracking Rich's project called Eastern Market, a film to be shot in Detroit. I wanted to ask you what you're hearing from other Michigan-based filmmakers since the legislature decided to eliminate the funding for film incentives. You have found a way around that, apparently, and, you know, reduced the budget for your script. Are other filmmakers that you know having to do the same thing in Michigan?
Yeah, I think a lot of filmmakers are just trying to find different ways to make their projects. I think more discouraged are the actors that are here. A lot of the actors are seeing that they're going to have to move. There's just not enough work. They're realizing they're going to have to go to L.A., they're going to have to go to Chicago, they're going to have to go to New York. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to make a living here as of right now. And that's why we're trying to make movies here, trying to keep our talent here. There's so much talent here, and we're going to lose it. We're going to lose them, you know, because they have to eat, they have to feed their families, and I get it. So... That's what the governor and people don't realize. We're going to lose these people, and it's sad. And I understand. It's not enough work. There's just not enough work anymore here. So we're trying to keep them here. You know, when we were younger, Scott, you know, to make a movie, you know, you couldn't make your own movie. It was on film. Now, you know, it's easier to make film because of video and editing and things like that, so people can continue to make films. But the actors are really having a hard time here right now. So we're trying to keep them here, and hopefully we can do that.
Are filmmakers reducing the size of casts or even paying actors less than they might have otherwise?
Well, you know, you get into union things. You know, there's different union contracts. If they're making non-union films, they can, and, you know, not paying actors or paying them whatever they'd like to pay them, they can use as many cast members as they want. But, like, you know, our film will be a union film under a lower contract, because that's what we could afford. So it really depends on how they're making their films, union or non-union.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners will be encouraged that a Michigan-based filmmaker like yourself is still finding a way to make your movie, even though there won't be incentive money from the state. It's a hardship, but it's encouraging that you're still going to be able to complete the project, it looks like.
Yeah, we're trying. I mean, it's a great community here in Detroit. Not just filmmakers, but theaters and artists, and you really see everybody just pulling together. Everybody's pulling together to try and make it work. And we're just trying to keep everything going, trying to move forward.
Rich Gutierrez has been our guest. He's the man behind Eastern Market, a Detroit-based film project we've been tracking on a project that we're calling Movie Making in Michigan. Rich Gutierrez, thanks for taking a few minutes to update us. Let's stay in touch, and continued good luck on Eastern Market.
Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.